You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
Welcome back to Radio Primavera Sound, and it is an absolute pleasure to be here with Squid. How are you doing?
Good,
very
thank
well.
You.
Yeah, great.
Playing here the same time tonight as Chapel Roan.
Woo!
You just mentioned. How's it going to be tonight, you think?
For us, it's going to be very fun because we've devised a set that we think is very good for this festival and for how we're feeling, which is a kind of a party set.
Oh no! How much can you sort of adjust from night to night? Are you pretty flexible?
Yeah, we've got a lot of songs now.
Three albums worth,
and everybody's attached to different elements of them at different times. So there's always, yeah, there's usually quite a long conversation about what we end up playing, but yeah, we always get there in the end.
Yeah, party set.
How long does it take to decide? Like an hour?
Like, depends how much people care.
It feels longer than an hour sometimes.
Yeah.
When we're being good, we'll do two or three set lists before we leave on tour, and then say we can alternate. But then by the end of every tour, we're like in the green room sort of arguing about what songs to play, which in a way is kind of, it's quite nice really.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you all have your own favourites. You're not like, God, no, we can't play that one again, that, you know.
Yeah. We've just got too many songs now.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to kill your darlings, yeah. as we get told.
It's now 4 months since Cowards came out, right?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the record? Has it now sat with you for a few months?
I kind of forgot it was released. You kind of like, I don't know, when you make an album, you kind of, it's hard to go back to it and listen to it and... Like the run-up to releasing it is always the fun part, and then as soon as it's released, I feel anyway, it's kind of just goes out into the ether and you kind of forget about it.
Yeah, I bumped into Rachel from Walk From Your Eyes yesterday, and she was like, oh, congratulations on the new record, by the way. And it really felt like that we'd released an album like 10 years ago. Yeah. So it came out in February, but yeah, I think it's like one of our favourite albums we've done.
Yeah, definitely.
I was reading that the story behind it, according to an interview you did, which I thought was very interesting, it was inspired by travelling to different countries and reading books about the countries, right?
Yeah, some of them. It was quite like I just happened to be kind of reading books that were about countries that we were going to, very coincidentally, but yeah.
For example?
There's a book called In the Miso Soup by Ryu Murakami. I read that on the plane to when we went to Japan for the first time. And it's about a murderer. And I wrote the lyrics about that book for Building 650.
An argument I always have with my wife is basically before... It's about Cowards. She hates it. I love it, but no. It's about like before we go to somewhere, I like to sort of read up about it and be informed, you know. And she's like, no, that would just kill all the magic. Where do you stand on the debate?
Oh no, you've dragged us into
a family
into marital problem.
She's out there as well somewhere, so you know, yeah. This could really get nasty.
Out there reading up on us.
Like for anywhere, like if you go on a holiday, or are you talking about anything at all?
Well, go on holiday or go somewhere new or that kind of place, you know, you might go for a day trip or something.
That's a good question.
I think, yeah, it's good, isn't it, sometimes?
I think you can go overboard there, can't you?
Yeah. You get different kinds of experience according to what you've read first. Like if you go on Reddit and do a big Reddit deep dive before you go to somewhere, it's going to be probably quite a different experience than if you get a guidebook.
Quite a depressing experience, though.
Possibly, yeah. But also possibly life-changingly good. Who knows? It's good for food, Reddit.
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake on holiday to try and see everything that you've heard about before you go.
Pick five, do you reckon?
Yeah, top, yeah.
And you can't see it all and you have to make peace with that?
Yeah. You're not going to enjoy it if you're chasing everything and feeling like you got to get the best of everything. But also, it's good to know about what you're looking at a bit.
Which is also very sound advice for a festival, right? Because you can't see everything.
That is true.
Definitely not. You wouldn't want to.
No.
Yeah, you'd be exhausted.
I don't want to see that much, to be honest. Like, you got to pick your favourites and then just like accept that it's a massive festival and there's a lot of walking. I walked 20 kilometres
first
day.
But our phone, that was because our phones ran out. Me and my partner got lost, and then we also forgot where our apartment was. But in, a lot of it was just walking around the festival. So.
What did you see?
Well, saw Charlie. That was really good. To be honest, we just came to the festival for Charlie that day because we just arrived in Spain that day. But tonight's the big kind of going to explore. Want to see Turnstile. Want to see. Well, I actually really want to see MJ Lenderman, but I think we're also clashing with his band.
No.
So. Damn. God damn, you can't. You see, you can't do it all.
Yeah, and you got to make peace with that.
You got to make peace with that.
How different is it visiting a country as a touring band as opposed to an individual? Because you do. I can imagine there's a fair element of, you know, it's Wednesday, it's Munich or something like that. But do you manage to sort of get out and see things?
It really depends. Sometimes we see basically nothing, and sometimes we get to see. You know, sometimes we even get a whole day off in places, depending on how the routing is, and we get to explore. So, I don't know. We've been to loads of places, and some places I feel like I don't know at all. And you just see like the inside of a venue. And I think it'd be really exhausting to try again, like try and see everything everywhere you're going. But yeah, we've had some really good times when we've had a bit of time off and really explored some cities. Like Ollie was chatting about Japan. Like we've been there 3 times now, and felt like really got to know Tokyo quite well, which is really cool. And never would have happened if we weren't in a band, probably. So that's a really nice aspect of what we do. But it was also really tiring.
Are there places that you think feel like really understand you as a band?
It's hard to say the answer to that truthfully when a lot of it is just how we feel it goes ourselves.
Yeah.
Like we played in New York City is kind of like a city example where we've played like more times than a lot of other places. And that always seems to be a reliably good place for us. But I think that's also because we're often excited to be in New York City, which is one of the, you know, it's like a two-way sort of thing.
Manchester.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
Manchester's always really nice to us.
Yeah.
They say Glasgow's a very good place to play.
And yeah, Glasgow as well. Yeah, always up for it.
And Paris as well. It's always a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
All good Paris. Cities.
Yeah.
This beautiful world, huh?
Yeah, it's great to be a part of it. Isn't it? Just really soaking it up.
So
well, it exists.
And yeah.
I mean, to slightly shift the feeling. The overall topic, again, there's something I read about cowards, is the overall topic is evil itself.
Yes.
Why write about that?
I think it's quite an interesting topic. It's also quite, I kind of regret it in some ways. Like me and Louis had an interview on our European tour where we woke up on our tour bus and immediately went to the interview at 9 a.m. And the first question was like, so evil. Let's talk about that.
Like before your coffee.
I like haven't woken up yet and I've got to talk about the humanity's small and large evils. But it's just a lot of the books that I was reading that a few of the songs are written about all had a kind of overarching theme of evil. And I find it nice to have a thread to kind of to run through a whole album. So that was kind of, that just felt good to me. And I've always kind of liked quite macabre, like books and TV and stuff. So yeah, it was just nice to put myself in shoes of people who I will never be, like serial murderers and Andy Warhol.
What books?
What books? In the Miso Soup. There's Lap Phoner by Otessa Moshfegh, which is a very good book. What else? Tender is the Flesh. I can't actually remember who it's by. It's escaped me, but that's about cannibalism.
Wow.
So yeah, just like some dark books.
Happy days.
Yeah. Great to be in Barcelona, huh?
All right, so it's something a lot happier. John McEntire mixed the album. Are you a big fan of Tortoise?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really big. And we were really lucky. We went to South America last year and we happened to be on tour at the same time as them in Buenos Aires. so we got to see them play. That was the first time. First time I'd seen them.
Yeah, I'd never seen them.
Maybe the last. I mean, they don't do loads and loads of.
They're sort of around at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. But yeah, there's new stuff here and there.
But we basically never met him properly before we started. So he actually mixed our previous album as well, and we loved the way he approached mixing. But we still hadn't met him until we toured in America that album. He's up in Portland, so he came along to the show, and it was really nice to meet him. So it was quite funny. Like, we've always recorded with Dan Carey, who we've got like a really, really close personal relationship with, and we know really, really well over a long period. It was quite different having someone involved in the record, and like, because it's such a big thing, mixing and like handing over something that you've worked so hard on to someone you don't know at all was a really different experience to us. But he did an amazing job, and after meeting him, it turns out he's a really nice guy too. So it was worked out really, really well. And it's a really nice creative relationship.
Big winner.
I have a lot more questions about Evil, but unfortunately we've got to finish there. I'm going to get deep into the very nature of Igor, but maybe it's best. So you're playing 10 o'clock tonight, Schwarzkopf stage. Yep. So it is the same time as Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
But going to you instead.
Ah, oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming along.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.